This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
NFL fans, are you hungry for a big win this weekend? DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has you covered. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game, and if they do, you can win $200 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps. Bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game and win $200 in free bets. If they win, you win with promo code FANRUN in all caps this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
That's working. Overtime.
Working a little overtime.
That'll suck some power. Overtime.
Maybe I'll just stay and work overtime.
Overtime again.
Working a little overtime.
OT, OT, overtime. Who talks softly? We're going to start the show without an intro today. Who talks softly on the radio airwaves who sits here? Because Jake doesn't sit here. It's got to be Draven or one of the Blitz boys. It's got to be Draven. Draven, speak up. Tired of coming in way too hot. And you should probably do your job and check the
mic level. Okay. Well, here's the thing.
But Draven, speak up.
It's in the same spot as normal, but sometimes it just, you know, other people are doing other things at other places is what I'm going to blame that on.
What?
Like, as of right now, it is much lower than it traditionally is for our show. Much, much lower.
Maybe it's the box. Maybe someone was messing with the box.
Don't. This is not on me.
I blame Draven.
Okay.
I just also said you could also do your job.
Right. But.
But the blame is on Draven. I'm just saying you could also at the same time that I'm blaming
Draven. I did. I saw a problem. I fixed it. Boom. Almost immediately. I couldn't know beforehand because I hadn't heard it.
We should start hot miking ourselves just to check the mic levels.
Just
in
to
the
check
studio.
The levels.
Just to check the levels.
Okay. Sure, man.
Welcome into overtime, though.
I'm a shoot from the hip kind of guy.
Live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in here with you guys going up until 8 p.m. as always. Like I said, Will Stevens, Tucker Holt over there. Apologies for the delay. According to Tucker, there was bad traffic.
There actually really was. There was two spots. There was there was a wreck, and someone was a criminal. You know, got pulled over, probably for a minor violation, and so that blocked up.
We were talking about that. I
1,000 cars.
I'm obviously not the biggest fan of police officers, but my biggest pet
who
peeve
is
when police officers. Obviously, like, I think I said this when we were talking earlier, but like if someone's a murderer and it matches the description of the car, yeah, you can pull it over and inconvenience everybody.
That's fair.
But if it's a turn signal or they were speeding or something, and you inconvenience every other person who's driving on that road, just let them speed.
Just
you know?
Follow them home. Yeah. You know, follow them and wait
now
until
you know
they
home address.
Now you know where they're at.
Do a stake out, wait until they speed again.
Get them. You know, because by the time you get to the house, it's too late. You know, you already statute of limitations on a speeder
and also, usually
is like,
people,
what, 5 minutes?
But people speed in neighborhoods all the time. You could get them for going 15 and a 15.
Yeah.
Or going 15 over and a 15.
Okay. I was about to say, well, no, I mean, you can't.
Police officers still get people for going 15 and a 15. Let's not pretend they're not corrupt.
That's right.
Am I right or am I right?
That's right. Fight the power, everybody. Anyways.
But yeah, overtime.
Yeah.
Live from the White Claw.
Traffic sucks.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
But we're here.
So does working, man. As I'm
working, ain't it?
Man. I was just complaining. I'm going to do a lot of complaining.
Yeah.
As I get used to working, I'll do less complaining and more funny stuff. But 40-hour work week.
It ain't.
A lot more hours than I thought 40 hours were.
It's a lot, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's almost two whole full days. Nonstop.
Nonstop.
Almost. It's a,
just
it's
grinding.
It's a day's worth of work.
I was
short.
Doing the math in my head of like, how many hours I have to work in order to get more days off. And I was like, I could do 2 20-hour shifts, you know? you know
could
I mean?
You?
No.
No, because you would
head,
end up wasting
head,
those like
was,
first 2 days off.
For sure. I would sit in my bed dreading going to work, go to work for those 2 days, and then sit in my bed dreading to go to work for the next couple.
Yeah.
But no, in my head I was like, yeah, no, I could do that. Give me some free time, you know?
How about
4 hours of rest, get back there the next day. I wouldn't even leave the place, sleep in my car.
What is it, like three 313s and then come in for an hour? Could you do that?
I'd rather do four tens.
You'd rather do four tens? That's yeah. 4 days. I was trying to trim it down to...
I got you.
You know, even that last hour, you could just say keep it, you know?
Would it be three? Yeah, I guess four or 40 doesn't go into three evenly like it does.
No.
Two.
Not at all.
Four and five.
No.
Because five is eight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is the math segment of our show. Okay, but you had a you still adjusting?
Yeah, I'm just tired, man. Like that's really
it's rough out here. Thing.
Like that.
Yeah.
It would be as bad if I was like working nights or something like that and didn't have to get up. I've been getting up at 4:30 every morning, and then still same old sleep habits of
You're
going
still
to
here.
Bed at like 1 a.m.
Yep.
And so I'm getting like 3 hours of sleep per night. Gonna try to fix that.
Yeah. Well, eventually, either you will fix it or. It'll fix itself. Mm-hmm. You'll start just your body will begin to shut down at about 7:30. We'll be on air and you'll fall asleep. Yeah, one day if you don't fix that, that'll happen. And I'll be like, "All right, guys, we're gonna put Will to bed. Good night, everybody."
That would be a very funny Tucker tucking in.
It would be
that
good.
Would be a good.
I just
segment.
Pull out a blanket.
Tucker's tuck-ins.
Pull out a bunch of T-shirts from the back. Cover you up.
It'd be nice.
I couldn't do it on a Friday though.
I appreciate.
You
that.
Know, I would at least you know. On Friday,
would
we got to get
me
you
up
home.
Before we leave?
Before who leaves?
Before the show, like once the show ends, would you wake me up and be like, "Hey, let's go home"? Like you would do, obviously, if I fell asleep at 7:30, you'd do the last 30 minutes by yourself.
Right.
Would you wake me up or would you just leave me here?
See, here's
for the
thing.
Three and Pout Boys to find
here's
me.
The thing. Yeah, if it's like a Thursday.
That would actually be really funny.
Yeah, if it's a Thursday, yes. Yes, I do. I do leave you. Let them come in. They'd wake you up. You'd be like, "Oh, hey,
that'd
guys."
That'd be really funny if
then
I'm
you'd get up and go
sitting
home.
Here dead in this chair and Houston Crest comes in.
Right. The thing is like, if you're so tired that you fall asleep on air, at that point, you're not getting behind the wheel of a car. At least
I'm a pretty good waking up guy, but that's fair.
You'd have to let me slap you.
I appreciate that honesty.
You'd have to let me slap you. It's either, that's probably would be the ultimatum. I got to smack you, or you get, you know.
Smack me to wake me up, or you wake me up and then smack me?
No, you're awake, and then before you can drive, I've got to smack you
me.
In the face.
That's
yeah.
That's fair.
If you don't want to get smacked, go ahead. Roll up with the T-shirt, blanket, and you go to sleep. That would be your two choices.
Fair, fair. Only two choices.
I think that's the right way to do it.
That is. People only need two choices in life. How was your day, man?
It was awesome.
Big weekend up ahead? Anything going on besides
you know what?
Just watching football?
It's going to be the one of the first. I say one of the first. I went to the game last week, but... I've got a full Saturday with like nothing on my plate.
That's nice.
Absolutely zero. It's been a long time. I've normally had, you know, to bounce
you're
around.
Coming off vacation, and you're like, yeah, this is gonna be a full day.
Well, see,
to
here's
myself.
No, here's the thing. See, two Saturdays ago, I had to drive to the beach. You know, I was stuck. I didn't talk about this on air. How do you travel to the beach? Like, what kind of vehicle would you prefer?
Would I prefer or
yeah.
what is the usual?
Prefer.
I would prefer
you know?
A minivan or an
right.
SUV.
A little space, just got some room, let the knees go.
Just go down in a sedan?
A truck.
Pickup?
A pickup.
Been there a couple times.
A pickup in the back seat, three deep.
That's not what you want. Did you take alternate lap naps? That's what we used
no,
to do.
No, we didn't take lap naps. The crew, you know.
You alternate who gets the feet?
No, we didn't do that. We did put
Rookie
my we took my nephew with us to the beach. He's in 7th grade. We were walking out the door the morning before we left to the beach. I don't know what he was thinking. And we're walking towards the truck and he looks at me and he goes, "So who's sitting in the middle?" And I was like, "Who you think, big guy?" And he goes, "Oh, it's me." And I was like, "Yeah, you're a foot shorter than everybody else." It cracked me up that it blew him away. He was like, "Wow."
Is he a little person?
He's in 7th grade.
It's hard to be a foot shorter than 5'6", you know?
Okay. I forgot the running joke that I'm a small person. My bad. Yeah, they put me in the gas tank to save room, and then we drove to the beach.
Threw you in the little sunglass holder.
Yeah, I was in the center console, you know, neatly folded up right in there.
Why do they call it the glove box when I just store my son in there, you know?
Yeah.
There's no gloves in there, just a couple of short kids.
Yeah. No, it wasn't a good trip.
Been there though.
Well, it was a great trip, but the ride.
The
was
ride down. No, I feel that. My dad has taken me in many pickup truck rides.
Oh, yeah.
This past time we went down to the beach. I think I probably complained about it on air, but We went down to the beach.
That's what we do around here.
Yeah, we complain.
You know who we are as people.
It's complaining jokes and terrible sports takes.
I think that's why most of the people come to our shows. Just they're like, what are these guys up to?
I think it's relatable as much as it is frustrating of like, oh, wow, two young guys who have like nothing real going on
couple
are complaining.
Fellas.
But at the same time, that's also like what most people are. It's like
it's what everybody
extremely
does.
Extremely real, but you still have some stuff to complain about.
Yeah.
Only difference is we're incredibly funny and handsome.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. That's the main appeal, mostly.
But, in May, when my sister changed her last name and kissed a dude, you know, that was weird.
Gross.
But, wedding. But we went down to...
kissed in front of everybody?
I wouldn't even hug somebody.
That's weird.
It's, it was
gross. My future wife's getting a polite, firm handshake right at the end.
Some dap, you know?
Maybe, you know, whatever. If we're cool...
Reserve that dap.
If we're cool,
I'll
turn the little, you know, high five into a little sidearm hug.
Little hug.
Maybe. I'll kiss her later. That's private. God.
But no, we went down to the beach in a Jeep, and Jeep suspensions are the worst thing ever, with a trailer especially.
Yeah, I bet it was rough.
And it was, I was in shotgun, and I
just,
like,
my, the front seat.
The Jeep, I had people behind me, and so I had to scoot up a little, but I couldn't find my room. My knees were in my throat, and my back was straight up in the air. I've never been in more pain than that in my life.
Yeah, I did hit a point, like, right as we crossed the Alabama state line, to where from my back, like my lower back down, it just started to go numb. And I was just like, hey, my lower body is going numb. And they were like, all right, we'll hit a rest stop. So I had to walk around for a little bit, make sure my legs kept working.
Luckily, I didn't have that numbness. And we also, I say luckily.
It was awful.
It was very unfortunate, but it was also lucky because I don't think I would have made it the last 30 minutes. We had 30 minutes left on
the
trip.
You wouldn't have made it.
I genuinely would have had to, like, I needed to get out of the car. Like,
you would have tucked and rolled?
I would have asked them to stop at a gas station.
Okay.
But, like, my legs were just killing me.
Yeah.
But we hit 2 hours of traffic 30 minutes away from our destination. And, like, it sucked. But at the same time, I was able to get out of the car and just walk alongside the car for a little bit and stretch out.
That's good.
Which was nice.
I bet that was nice. We hit a lot of traffic, too, but it was that kind of... I blamed you in my head. I've not told you this, I don't even think, even off air. But, yeah, we hit an incredible amount of traffic. It took 12 hours for an eight-hour drive.
Mm-hmm.
And the first moment my dad said, why has everybody got their brake lights on? The first thing that popped in my head was on the Friday show before I left. You said, hopefully there's no traffic because last time I went to the beach. Yeah. Yeah.
Would it upset you if I was rooting for traffic?
I was pissed. I told my dad this was your fault. And he was like, well.
When are you going to introduce me to your dad?
I don't know.
When are we going to meet the parents?
You bring your, we'll go out to dinner.
That would actually be an electric show. If we brought our dads in.
That would be
cool.
If
we're still here Father's Day
you
next
couldn't.
Year, I'm
do you want to know?
I'm putting in my calendar right now.
Okay.
Dad show.
Father's Day? I could. My dad would definitely come.
Would you be okay with a Mother's Day show or we'll only do Father's Day?
I mean, that'd be fine, too. I don't think my mom... Well, my
don't you dare hit on my mom.
Mom would be... I'm hitting on your mom. But do you want to know what kind of guy my dad is?
Hopefully a good one.
I think this story will give you
perhaps a short and smelly, maybe?
A little insight. No, tall, and he's a big fella. But just, we are at the beach. This is at the pool, more beach story, but, you know, whatever. The kind of guy he is he was sitting by the pool, you know. He coached football for, 27 years or whatever. And I was sitting here watching. There was like a dad and a son. They were throwing across. They weren't in the pool. They were standing on the outside throwing a football back and forth. And this kid was like 8 years old.
He's probably bad at football.
Brother, I'm not even going to lie to you. I was sitting there, and I was like, hey, this kid's got a little bit of an arm on him. Yeah, like he was...
Walk up to him. Hey, you ever think about going to Tennessee?
Hold on. My dad stands up, walks over there, and is like, he's like, hey, how you doing? Is that your son? And he was like, yeah, that's my son. And he was like, hey, I was a football coach, you know, for blah, blah, blah. That boy can play. And he sat there and just talked to this complete stranger for like 20 minutes about his son and how they're playing football and all that. And the guy apparently, the way my dad tells
it.
It'd
be really funny if it was like, it was Arch Manning. You know,
that would have
been
cool.
Obviously Arch Manning's not 8 years old.
Right.
It was like some former NFL QB in their kid and he just didn't
Phillip Rivers was just throwing it to one of his 11. No,
they would have to play jackpot. There's too much
going
on.
That's fair. Too much jealousy with the kids. But he goes on and he asks this guy and he's like, they somehow get on the topic of this guy was a Vandy alum.
Gross.
And the way my dad told me, it sounded like he played football at Vandy, but like wasn't a player. You know what I mean?
That's bad.
I know, whatever. My dad, he says this quote says, Now, I don't want to offend you or anything, but let's be honest. Vandy's never competing in the SEC. Just straight to this guy. And they had a whole conversation. My dad was, you know, he proposed. He tried to tell the guy, hey, you know what Vandy needs to do is run the option.
You know? I wouldn't hate it.
He said, you know, those teams that run the option, they sneak up and beat a team they shouldn't every year.
I mean, we get snuck up and beat by Vandy. That happens. Anyways,
yeah.
But, like, I really would not hate it if Vandy started running the option.
I just loved the idea that my dad just walked up to a complete stranger and just
pretended that he was on the staff.
Yeah, went on this full diatribe of, like, how to fix Vandy football to this guy. And it cracked me up. So that's who he is. He's that kind of guy. I mean, it was a pleasant experience, and then eventually my dad was just like, all right, have a good one, and just walked and sat back down. 20 minutes was a little long. It was probably like 10. Mm-hmm. Just a quick little, hey, how you doing?
I don't think we would do a
He loves football excessively too much.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think we would do a full 2 hours with the dads, but maybe one segment each. We just have him sitting out in the lobby.
Yeah. If you told my dad to sit down and make his picks for the NFL, I think he would die. He would give way better insight than we do.
Oh, I thought you meant like he couldn't do it.
No, he would make us look stupid. Probably not a good idea to do.
Why did you say he would die?
He would make him happy. He loves doing stuff like that.
Okay.
It was a bit of...
Death in my head is a negative thing.
It was a bit hyperbolic.
I got you.
You know, exaggeration.
Hyperbole?
Hyperbole?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hyperbole.
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 You were that kid who said it that way in class and everybody laughed.
It's where you ADHD soup, you know, you just alphabet soup, but only the ADHDs.
The hyperbole? Okay. Yeah, I would have got a big old steaming cup of hyperbole when I was a kid. Would have been good.
Cocaine addicts playing football?
The hyperbole. Yeah. Okay, they would...
Presented by Coke. That's
presented by Coke. It writes itself.
Right,
that's a bowl.
Put the skit down.
The Coke bowl. Yeah. Everybody in the crowd looks a little jazzed up to be there.
You mentioned making picks on NFL games. We do have some picks for today. Got some slated. Not a great weekend slate this weekend. You really got to appreciate the weekends as they come, because there are weekends like this where Thursday Night Football last night might be one of the better games in terms of just pure matchup of the week, which is crazy to think about. So not the greatest weekend slate. So make sure after this weekend, once we get some good football again, because next weekend you got all the Big Ten rivalries. I believe Michigan State, Michigan is next weekend, as well as Penn State, Ohio State, and a couple other really good games inside of the SEC and across the college football landscape. Even though Tennessee's off, soak it in. Hey, it's week 8. There's only 4 more.
How did we get here? It took so long to get here.
Yeah.
And then it was just
gone in a flash.
Right by you.
It's like summer vacation.
If you blinked, you wouldn't even see it. We're in it right now, people. You gotta enjoy this while you have it. Because it's gonna be a long time. After February, what are you gonna do?
Mm-hmm. But this weekend, even though it's not gonna be the greatest, enjoy it. It is week 8. And next weekend, just know that there's better things coming on the horizon. It's going to get worse before it gets better, but trust me when I say it gets better. Speaking of getting better, probably not going to happen on this show, but maybe. So stick around.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Maybe we get better. OT. Overtime, rolling right along, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in here with you guys, about to do some picks and previews for the Week 8 college football slate. But first, I want to talk to you about the greatest drink ever invented. It's White Claw Hard Seltzer, baby. Crafted using quality ingredients. Tucker, you ready for a pop quiz?
Yes.
How many calories are inside of a White Claw Hard Seltzer?
About 100?
About 100. It is 100.
Ooh!
How many grams of sugar do you think? Over under at 0.5.
I'm going to take the under.
It would be the over. It's 1 gram of sugar. Only one gram of sugar. Only,
I blew it. I told you, I just said I'm not good at totals.
That is a good point. Before the mics were on, you did say, we were talking about our picks, and you're like, yeah, I don't have that many picks. I was like, start doing totals. You're like, I'm bad at totals.
I'm bad at totals.
I won't do an over under again. How much alcohol, in terms of percentile, is in it?
5%?
5% alcohol, baby. And how many deliciously refreshing flavors are in a White Claw available? How many deliciously refreshing flavors are White Claw Hard Seltzer available in? I'll give you a hint.
I'm going to go 16.
You can't drive after having a White Claw hard seltzer. But White Claw hard seltzers, if they were an age, they could drive.
16?
It is 16.
It's 16.
It's 16. Look at you go.
Let's
trivia.
Go.
I might start doing that. Instead of trivia segments, I might just start quizzing you on the ad reads we do every day.
Okay.
Just like stop mid-word and see if you can finish out my sentence.
It looks worse whenever I get it wrong.
Do you think... Yeah, it does bad.
Whenever I did a moment ago.
It looks really bad upon us.
Yeah.
On both of us. Do you think you could finish my sentences? Are we in sync like that yet?
Just
I feel
on,
like I'm
just,
one of the few people who like it would be a hard time to because I'm a lot of all over the place.
Right. Sometimes I can. So sometimes I'll laugh at a joke before you get there.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. So, but yeah, I've known you
that's
a little
just
bit.
Because the setup is so good.
Right. It's incredible. You throw a lob like D Wade, son. Let me tell you.
But yes, White Claw Hard Seltzer. Drink responsibly, please. College football slate. Not a great one. Week 8.
It's
though,
ugly.
Week 8, I got 8 picks for week 8.
You got 8?
I got 8 of them.
I have 6.
6 of them? That's not too bad.
I have 6. That's remember not... whenever I said I wasn't going to do totals?
Mm-hmm.
I got 2 of them.
Okay, that's good. So that's good. Would you like to start today or would you like me to?
I mean, sure.
That didn't answer my question.
Yeah, I'm just not really confident in any of these picks.
You still
I don't
haven't
like...
answered my question. Do you want to start or do you want me to? And you said sure.
I said sure, yeah. I said I would start first.
Okay, no, you didn't say that. You said sure.
Oh, you asked me if I wanted
I asked you
to.
A multiple choice, and you just said sure.
Which was a definite yes.
Okay.
That's what sure means.
You're like answering true or false on an ABCD question.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. Who cares? Give me Oregon plus 1.
Okay.
I will take that.
I do have a pick on that game.
Yeah, I just think they're better than UCLA. And plus 1, I feel like that's a little wild.
I definitely misspelled Oregon.
UCLA's played some good football this
year.
They
have.
Year.
They've
played some good
They've
football.
Also played some bad football
yeah,
around
take,
there.
You know, I'll take Cristobal.
I have a pick on that game. It's the total. I like the over at 60.5. I think both these teams can score. I think that one's going over. I think it's going to be a 34-31 type of affair. Which, if Oregon wins, that would lead to your cover as well. Which
it
I
would.
I will root for your
it
cover.
Would.
I don't have a pick on a team. Just give me the over at 60.5.
Okay, not bad.
My first pick off the line other than UCLA, Oregon over 60.5. I'll save my crazy picks for last. I'm just going to go ahead. NC State taking on Miami. Give me their minus 3. I think it's 3.5, actually, now that I look at it. Give me 1 second to click over to the ACC. Yeah, taking on Miami, even though it's at Miami, NC State minus 3.5. Miami, just not a good football team. NC State, number 18 in the nation, they're 5-1. They're not a really good football team by any means, but they're definitely better than what Miami has going on right now.
Yeah, a lot of disarray going on down there. Mm-hmm. You know, not upward trajectory at all. Like, this is not a team. Preseason, I would have said 2-4.
No.
You know,
even during the season, you wouldn't have because you had them beating Michigan State, to which I told you you were stupid.
I did.
Two picks on the game and got them both right.
I did. Congratulations, Will. All right. Who cares? Whatever. I'm not good at this.
Yeah, we can tell.
Yeah, people fade me. You'll make money. Okay.
Also, I think our bets are voided for like at the end of the year once we have all of our totals because we keep missing Fridays.
We do keep missing Fridays.
What's your next pick?
Okay, my next pick is going to be Pittsburgh minus 3.5 over Clemson. Clemson's bad. They're not a good football team. Pittsburgh, actually, pretty decent, turns out. We actually played a pretty decent football team.
And if Joe Milton doesn't start that
game... we beat them.
Yeah.
And they're a top 25 football team right now, ranked 23rd in the country.
I have another pick on that game. I don't know what to feel about that game, but I do feel like Clemson's defense is phenomenal, and I think their offense is trash. I think they're going to hold Pittsburgh to less than 28 points. I don't think Pittsburgh gets into the 30, so give me the over, or the under, I'm sorry.
Ooh.
The under at 47.
Sorry, that's written in stone. You said over. We have to mark it down.
I mean, it is written in pen in my notebook.
Okay. Already?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And apologies if anybody hears me flipping pages and stuff. I have to write
these
picks
I think
down.
People appreciate the realness of it.
Yeah, the authentication.
It feels like an old, you know, you listen to the radio back in the 40s when they were just reading the newspaper to you.
I'm not writing anything. I'm just counting my money. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Yeah. They ask me why they don't see me at the club anymore. I ask them, how come I don't see you at the bank? That's you.
We should start a club called The Bank.
The Bank? Like a dance club? Have everybody go to the bank?
Yeah.
That's actually not a bad idea. Do you make it money themed, like green dance floor, you know, napkins?
No, we just exploit all of the customers.
Nice. Okay. That's cool. That's cool too. Charge like $20 for a margarita.
We do like a fake robbery every Tuesday
night.
That would be sick.
But we get the money.
Yeah,
like we're actually robbing people. Okay. don't you think people would eventually, 2 weeks in a row, people would be like, okay, well, don't go on Thursday.
Yeah. But then it's empty. That's the perfect time for a robbery.
Who's, we're robbing us now? Our own club?
We're just robbing.
We're robbing. Okay. I like it.
What's your name?
Robbing
no,
without
it's
a
my
purpose.
Turn. It's my turn.
It's
I
your
do,
turn.
I, sorry, I got distracted by our funny jokes. I have the under 47.5 in the Pittsburgh Clemson game. I just said that.
Yep.
I'm going to go ahead and, again, I'm going to save my crazy picks for last. Just go ahead and give me the Navy Cincinnati over.
You got the Navy Cincinnati
it's
over?
It's sitting at 48.5. Navy is bad. I think Cincy can probably score 50 on them by themselves.
You think so?
I do think so.
I'm taking the under in this
really?
Game.
Really? We're going
yes.
against each other on this
I'm
one?
Taking the under just because of the offense that Navy runs. It chews up time.
This is true.
They
this,
get a few first a downs. That time will run away quick. I don't know how many possessions Cincinnati's going to get. They're going to score every time they touch the football. Mm-hmm. Like that, I mean, that's pretty clear. Navy's going to get destroyed on the scoreboard. But they do have a way of just draining the clock. So we'll see. Navy still does run. We're on a slow pace.
I'm pretty sure they still run the option.
Power,
I haven't watched a Navy
game
in a while.
All the Army forces.
The
I mean, I watched the Army-Navy game, so like I'll find out later in the year. Mm-hmm.
What's your next pick?
Hold on. I forgot that wasn't my pick. I'm going to take Notre Dame -7.
Oh, no.
Over USC.
Oh, no.
Oh, is this one of your crazy picks?
It's one of my crazy picks.
Is it one of your crazy picks? What you got?
What do you have? What's the spread again?
I have them at -7.
Okay.
The over-under is at 59. I think I
like
take,
that under, but I'm not going to take it.
I was going to say I was going to take the over.
Oh, no. We disagree on every aspect of this game because I have USC money line.
You have USC money line,
huh?
Money
line.
Okay.
Don't even give me the points. I don't need them. Give me a money line. That's
okay.
That's my crazy pick of the week.
Okay. I have Notre Dame -7.
Fair enough. My next pick, I will go ahead.
And the over, 59.
I think I might have gotten rid of all my picks.
You gotten rid of all your
because
picks?
Because we picked similar games, I just had different picks on them. Oh, no. I have one last one. I'm sorry. I do have Oklahoma State covering the 7.5 going. They're undefeated, ranked, going up against a middle-of-the-pack Iowa State team that's 4-2. They are going to Ames, Iowa, Jack Trice Stadium. But a 6-0, number 8 team, unless there's some sort of injury or something that I'm not aware of, and I did a little bit of research, when I say a little bit, like barely any, I just Googled any injuries on Oklahoma State, it said no. You mean the number 8 team to cover 7?
Okay.
Like, even if they lose, I think they cover a touchdown.
Okay, not bad.
Do you have any other picks before we get to the Tennessee game?
I have the under in Wake Forest Army. Same logic as before. I'm going the armed forces under.
What's the over-under in that game?
52.5.
Okay.
That's what I got. And I think, let's see. Did I say I had Wisconsin -3.5?
You did not.
I do have Wisconsin -3.5.
Give me 1 second to write those down.
If people are wondering why I have more picks now than I did when I said, I told you early in the show I like to shoot from the hip.
And you also didn't do any prep.
I do prep. I just think about it a little more
today?
In the moment.
What did you prep today for the show?
I have my picks.
No, do you want to break the fourth wall?
I have my picks.
What did I say right before the show when I went to go take a pee-pee?
I don't know.
Get your picks ready.
Well, they are ready.
You didn't have
I had them, and I had them ready. They are ready now.
It was a 5-minute debate of even if we were going to do these picks this segment or save it for one more so you had
because
time.
You didn't believe. I said sure or whatever, and you were like, you don't sound confident. I have my picks. My picks have been ready.
What was Wisconsin's spread that you had?
-3.5.
Okay.
They're going to beat Purdue. They're a ranked team. They won a big game last week, but...
Hangover.
It's going to happen. Wisconsin,
I really like that under in that game because I think these are two very much under squads, but I refuse to take it because as soon as I take it, it's going to be the highest scoring game of the Big Ten.
Right now it's at 40.5.
Yeah.
So, it's pretty low.
You want to move to the Tennessee game?
We can.
Do you
we
have
certainly
any
other can. Picks? No, I don't have any other picks. I don't know.
Do you have a pick on the Tennessee game?
My heart is a flutter, I'll be honest with you. You know, we got Tyon back. Tyon's back, supposedly.
Is Hendon Hooker playing?
It sounds like Hendo Cinco.
It
looks like he's going to be available.
Okay.
So I've heard.
Okay.
Don't know if he'll play. He's not been announced as the starter, I don't think.
What do you think the reaction, obviously, regardless of the result? I just want to talk about the first drive. If Hendon Hooker is trotted out there, what do you think the reaction on Twitter is? Do you think it's cool? Okay, Hendon's healthy. Good to see him out there. Let's hope we win this game. Or is it, why are we starting Hendon? Put Joe Milton out there and save the best for Kentucky.
I think people want to give our best shot at Bama, you know? I don't think people are going to freak out. Heupel certainly didn't seem freaked out.
Fall Twitter, known for not freaking out.
No, we'll freak out. But, I mean, we want to beat Bama. You know, I think at the end of the day, people are going to go, okay, I don't want him to get hurt, but...
But would people rather beat Bama? I mean, it's going to sound like a stupid question.
But go ahead and say it, but yeah, it's not
would
dumb.
People rather beat Bama than beat Kentucky? Again, that's a stupid question.
Obviously, rather try to beat Bama.
That's a better way to
rather try to beat Bama.
Because obviously you would love to beat, what are they, the number four team in the nation right now with one loss?
Yeah, something like
big
that.
Big rivalry, 14 years, like all this, yes.
Yeah.
But at the same time, Kentucky is the make-or-break game on our schedule almost every year, it seems like, especially since they've been getting decent. I would lean towards I would rather beat Kentucky than get a win over Bama. I still want to play competitive against Bama, but if I had to choose one or the other in terms of, like, which one would I rather have? I mean, Kentucky, I would just, if one of them's a loss and one of them's a win, I'm much more okay with losing to Bama than I am losing to Kentucky.
Right, but I don't think you have to go ahead and pencil in that loss to Kentucky if you play Hendon Hooker. I mean, there's certainly a risk he gets injured, but...
You do have the bye week right in between.
Yeah,
as well.
I mean, we're going to be okay. Mm-hmm. I think you go out there and you give your best shot at Bama. Heupel, you know, certainly didn't seem super worried. In his press conference after, I think it was on Monday, they asked him about Hendon for the first time, you know, after post game, you know, they'd actually checked him out a little bit, and he said that they thought he had a shot at being available this week, which he is, and you know, they asked, you know, people had thought it was going to be a long term kind of thing, and he almost chuckled that off, like, oh no, this wasn't anything major, he got dinged up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking his, you know, his risk of getting re-injured probably isn't extremely high. And, you know, it wasn't something that required surgery or anything like that. I think he's going to be okay unless he's going when he shouldn't. And then, you know, then you begin to have questions mm-hmm. about staff. But mm-hmm. until that happens, I want to think that if he's playing, then he's healthy.
And it's going to suck because it's one of those we talked about, like when Tom Brady went to the Bucs for the first time and all these different things of like, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. If Hendon Hooker goes out there and looks good, I still think the response is like, okay, cool. But like that was still a big risk. And if he goes out there and gets hurt with an injury non-related to the injury he got last week, people are still going to clamor saying, like, wow, look at that. Like, you should not have put him in that game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can win. Like, the way we play football and the way we run fast and the way we score points, we can be in any football game. I mean, we were at the end of, you know, we were in the game against Ole Miss down late with everything
that
happened.
I'm just strictly speaking about Hendon Hooker.
Right. I'm just talking about, like, I would much rather just go out and give ourselves the best chance to win every week.
I guess.
I don't want to stress about what may or may not happen. I want my best players on the field.
But you also don't want to screw yourself for the rest of the season. We're looking at bowl eligibility and maybe even an overachieving 7-5 season.
Sure.
And if you put it all on Bama for a game that, in reality, other than just a big upset win, doesn't mean anything in the long run for this season, it does turn some people off.
Saying it doesn't mean anything. I mean, it would mean a great deal to beat Alabama, even regardless if it, you know, we're not going to the SEC championship game or anything like that. That's something that, I mean, A&M is going to have a boost in recruiting simply off that win they had this year.
Yeah, I get that, but I'm saying, say Hendon Hooker gets injured when we're trying to win against Alabama, then it really does screw the rest of the season, is what I'm saying. Because I don't think that Joe Milton or Harrison Bailey or anybody on that team other than Hendon Hooker has the capability to knock off Bama. But real quick, let's get our picks on this game before we hit our last break, or the next break of hour one. Do you want to start it or do you want me to?
I mean, I'll start. I think we...
Like always, have two picks on this game.
Yeah, I think we cover 25.
Okay.
And golly, I don't know about that. I didn't even... The over-under's changed a little bit. It's slid. I'm going to go, I guess, over. I mean, if we're going to be in the football game, we're going to have to score points. So I'll take over 68.
I have Tennessee covering as well, but I'm not taking that because they're going to cover when they win the ball game. Give me Tennessee money line and the over at 68. Vols, big upset win in Tuscaloosa. That's how it's going to go. That is how it's going to go.
Okay.
I'm calling my shot now. And if they win, oh, buddy, I'm not going to shut up for a while. Mainly because that's my job, but also because I'm going to be bragging a lot. Going to go from complaining to bragging, just like we're about to go from one segment to the next. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Overtime, last segment of Hour 1, getting started live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in here with you guys going up until 8 p.m. as always. Did you see where Kate Beckinsale, famous actress, beautiful mind, beautiful soul, beautiful body, as we say about many people, including myself, I would argue. Maybe minus the body, but definitely beautiful mind, beautiful soul, beautiful face. The body, body needed some work.
Okay.
She said she has a IQ of 152.
That's pretty high.
Which is genius level.
Of course.
And believes that that may have been a handicap in her career.
How exactly is that? I saw this. I don't.
I didn't read it, but I saw this as well. The funny thing to me, though, is yesterday as I was doing research for the show, there was an article about Kate Beckinsale had hurt herself while putting on leggings.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if that seems like something someone with a 152 IQ would do.
I mean, geniuses are people, too. They put their leggings on one leg at a time.
Yes.
Just like us all. There's a chance to pull a hammy. You know, maybe a groin muscle. Who knows how you could... Well, maybe you fall.
Yeah, but how...
Nerds aren't athletic, Will. I think this actually plays.
Apparently she was hospitalized, putting on a pair of
leggings. Oh, my God. Went to the hospital?
I didn't read this article, so hold on.
Okay. She okay?
She's telling the real story behind what caused her recent hospital stay. 48 appeared on Monday's episode of The Late Late Show with James Corden, where she opened up about painful leg injury, which took the place while she was filming a movie, Prisoner's Daughter, in Las Vegas. Having done 800 or 900 action movies, I hurt myself putting on a pair of leggings in a hotel room, she said. 43, Corden, James, that is, said that he thought she may have injured herself filming while falling off of a building or something, but Beckinsale told him she was working on an intense emotional drama at the time of her injury, not running up walls or anything. I was in my hotel room putting on a pair of leggings, and it felt like sort of a guitar string snapped and everything was horrible. I mean, worse than having a baby bad, like bad. I couldn't walk. I couldn't lie down. I couldn't sit down. I couldn't do anything. After she hurt herself, she struggled to leave the hotel room and travel to the hospital, where she was unable to stand or sit. Eventually, an ambulance came, and they sort of rolled out a sheet and picked me up like some sort of sausage and put me on a gurney. She laughed. After telling the tale, she assured that she is all right now.
Good for the genius. Maybe you should have thought of something to make that, you know, not happen.
Yeah.
Maybe you should have used your brain to make your legs stay together.
Did the leggings just, like, explode?
No. The leggings, it doesn't matter. Shorts, leggings, pants, stepping into a, you know, they blew something.
Oh, she pulled something.
Yes.
Oh, it was in her, the guitar string snap was in her leg.
In her leg.
I thought she was talking about, like, the leggings snapped.
No,
And it cut her, you know?
The leggings broke, and the tension release caused her to fall and hit her face on something? Is that what you were? No, they blew their ACL out or something.
It's not as funny as I thought.
No, I mean, it seems like they just... getting older is tough, really
The moral of the story.
The moral of the story is don't age if you can, you know, if you can't help it.
For sure.
Kate.
Did you see, this is a couple days ago, yesterday, that it went viral, but obviously the Knicks won their home and season opener over
the
Celtics
over
in double overtime. And they went crazy.
Oh, yeah, the fans were wild.
Stormed the streets of New York, not the street of New York's.
Right. There's more. There's one New York.
That's a good band title, though. Street of New York's.
Write that down. Yeah, that's not bad. That one's not bad.
Band title.
Yeah. I don't know what. That's definitely like a, you know, like a Green Day esque band. Bleak 182. You know, they're kind of sad. There's a lot of. You know, it's very low music, lo-fi rock.
A good song title for that band would I hurt myself putting on leggings.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
That's an album right there.
Yeah, little acoustic guitar.
But no, they went crazy after the season opener win over the Celtics. Is this going to be a continuous thing? Are they going to parade the streets after every single season
win? They might run out of energy eventually. Probably until they lose.
There's a lot of people.
I think until they lose.
Fair.
True. I mean, how many different people are in a Knicks game every night? It's got to be... You could, I mean, there's a lot of regulars, mm-hmm. season ticket holders, but
and how many like people who are just tourists are walking down the street, see the parade of Knicks fans, pop in, buy a Knicks jersey, and join the parade of the Knicks
right.
parade?
Like yeah. That. That's true. You do have unlimited soldiers mm-hmm. as Knicks fans. You've just got people. You're all stacked on top of each other up there.
It is a wild time.
It is a wild
time.
To be
a New York Knicks fan, though.
They've waited a long time. They want something good.
They're also kind of fiending for something after the Yankees re-sign Aaron Boone and all that jazz.
Yeah, yeah, they're having mixed emotions right now.
Sad time in New York.
They're sad but happy.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been there.
Speaking of sad and happy, I want to... We said we were going to talk about this guy. I want to do some Monday reading, or not Monday reading, but some dramatic readings of a certain Twitter account.
Okay.
That we talked about before. Vol player quote tweeted them. So I want to dig deep into what was going on with that, as well as probably next segment. We're going to do some NFL picks and previews. So don't go anywhere. Hour two, starting with the NFL after this break. Hour two of overtime, getting started live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, in here with you guys, going up until 8 p.m. as always. Like I said, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, in here with you guys, going up until 8 p.m. as always. We're doing a little NFL picks and previews. Before we do that, I want to talk to you about the number one sports book in America. As NFL Week 7 continues on after we had Thursday Night Football last night, FanDuel Sportsbook wants you to get the most out of every play, and that's why they're giving everyone a $10 risk-free bet every week. All you gotta do, have a same-game parlay bet with three legs or more, and if your bet does not win, FanDuel will pay you back up to $10. You got fast payouts, easy to use. I mean, we did the 47 seconds thing yesterday. Go ahead. On a game, do Monday Night Football, because I
Monday
didn't pick
Night
on
Football?
Monday Night Football, and I don't believe you did either.
No, I haven't.
So go ahead and do a – let me get the timer out. Don't start yet.
Okay.
Close the app if you have opened it already.
It's not open. Okay. It's on my homepage.
3, 2, 1, go.
Okay.
Fast payouts, easy to use, safe and secure. It's America's number one sportsbook for a reason. There's no feeling like nailing a same game parlay bet. So lock in your bet today on FanDuel Sportsbook and get up to $10 back if you don't win after you make a same game parlay bet of three legs or more. And if you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, sign up today using promo code OVERTIME, all caps, one word, to also receive 30-1 enhanced odds on Sunday afternoon's matchup between the Houston Texans and the Arizona Cardinals. You can win $150 off a $5 bet. It's promo code OVERTIME, all caps, one word, so they know that we sent you exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Must be 21 or present Tennessee. Refund issues, non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days after receipt. Max refund, $10. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Same game parlay bet available in multiple sports, all states, and mobile and web. Gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789.
Done, by the way. I forgot to say done. My bad. I've had it waiting. I just didn't want to interrupt you.
Still less than a minute. 57 seconds.
Yeah. No. And this one's five legs, too.
Five legs?
Yeah, this one, actually, I saw the field pretty well. You know, this one may have even taken like 30 seconds. It was very
really?
Quick. It was very quick. I have Saints minus 4.5.
Who's playing? I don't even know who's
it
playing.
It is Saints, Seahawks. Saints, Seahawks.
That's actually a good game.
Russell Wilson out.
Never mind.
I believe. They got Geno Smith.
Never mind.
He is involved in this parlay. Saints minus 4.5. I have the under at 42.5 because Geno Smith. I have Geno Smith under 207.5 yards passing. I don't think he'll have a great night.
207 is not a lot.
That's not a lot. Jameis Winston over 205. Easy.
And, wild that his prop is lower than,
right. he puts up,
than Geno Smith.
He can put up some numbies. And Alvin Kamara, anytime touchdown scorer.
I don't hate that at all.
No,
do not hate that.
Feels good to me. You get that at plus 1646. 10 measly dollars would win you $164. I think that is a great bet. Remember that. Put that in your pocket maybe on Monday. You're thinking, do I want to put a little action on this night game? There you go. I have bestowed that one upon you.
We gave it to you for free.
Yeah.
So do us all a favor and go check out the number one sportsbook in America. It's FanDuel Sportsbook. Again, you must be 21 or older, present Tennessee. Refund issued is an all-drawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund, $10. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. If you've got a gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789. Again, that's a TN red line number, 1-800-889-9789. Always bet within your means. I'll start NFL since you started. How many picks you got? Because I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of them. Nope, 8 of them.
I have about the same.
Sounds good.
I'm iffy on 2, so if I decide to pull the trigger, I will.
Fair enough. I'm going to save, like I usually do, my crazy picks for either when you pick
on the game. I assume we're saving
game.
One game for last?
Yes, obviously.
Okay.
Obviously, we'll save that one game for last, and I'll save my crazy picks for last as well. Unless,
sure.
Unless you have a pick on the game, I'll mention my pick on the game as well.
Right,
but
right.
I'll hold off on those. I'm just going to go with my first pick is the Jets-Patriots over at 42.5.
You got the Jets-Patriots over.
I think there's going to be a lot of turnovers. I think there's going to be a lot of short fields in this game. Two rookie quarterbacks. I don't think both defenses are very, very good. I think there's going to be some points in this game. I see it going 28-24, 28-21, somewhere along
okay.
there. There's going to be a good amount of touchdowns scored.
Okay. I don't have a pick on that game. That game freaks me out a little bit. I
almost took the Jets to cover the 7, but I couldn't convince myself to do
That's
it.
That's
so
where
I
was leaning
to. Over.
The Patriots have been weird this year.
Was it not the Patriots that picked off Zach Wilson 4 times?
Yes, it was them.
That's why I was nervous about it. Yeah. 4 interceptions. I could. Like, I don't think he's going to have that bad of a game, but
Belichick's just really good at being mean mm-hmm. to quarterbacks like Zach Wilson. Mm-hmm. I have another quarterback who's very good at being mean with my next pick. I have the Packers, -8, to beat the Washington football team. Not a great program they have over there in Washington. Aaron Rodgers is feeling himself lately ever since that first game where he did not look like himself. But he is on one recently.
What was the spread again?
-8. I think they clear that pretty good. I think they can win by like 17 points.
Speaking of the football team,
the
did
football
you see
team's defense
that
is
that Congress is involved with the football team. I don't know if it's just because they're next door to them and they're like, okay, yeah, like,
we can walk up
yeah,
the road
exactly. But it's like the Congress is involved with it, which is wild to me. With people, you know, starving and dying and stuff like that, we're gonna get Congress involved with what's going on in the NFL. That's wild to me.
Yeah,
I understand getting to the bottom of whatever's going on in the NFL. I just don't think Congress.
You need
is
somebody
the to
bipartisan because the NFL is not going to police the NFL.
It's true,
certainly not.
It's true,
you know.
But it's not politics. You don't need.
It's
to
not
bring
politics.
Into
I
it.
Guess that is true, but it is law, sorta.
Is it?
If there's harassment
it's
going on,
I guess that's true.
Things of that nature.
That's fair. The sending of cheerleaders,
right?
Stuff is
not
cool.
You can't do that. So maybe they're looking into that. But, yeah, Packers -8. That's what I got.
I can't wait for those depositions when they have to say them word for word. Ooh. And I can just get screen clips of a bunch of senators saying homophobic slurs and stuff.
Oh, no.
That's going to be fun to me.
Do you think they won't say them? I guess
it's like an English teacher reading To Kill a Mockingbird. I'm sorry, guys, but I have to do it. It's in the book. If I don't skip over this one word, you don't know what it means, even if you can read it right in front of you.
Yeah.
English teachers are so happy when they get books with those types of things in them.
See, you'll be shocked to hear this where I went to school. The teachers that I had, they didn't say those words.
Yeah, it's because you didn't teach How to Kill a Mockingbird. That's critical
we
race
did,
theory
no,
in your opinion.
No, we did read that book.
You mean that this white lawyer is getting a black man off of a crime he didn't commit? Nope. It's going to make white people feel guilty.
No,
get
we,
out of here.
No, we read the book and watched the movie.
It's a very good book.
It's a great movie. Good stuff. Atticus Finch, good fella.
I wish Harper Lee did more great work. She does have a couple other
I wish
good
she would have wrote Harry Potter.
Yeah, yeah that's
you
a
know?
Good point. That's a good point. That's
yeah,
a good point.
That's all I'm saying. I think she would have had a good take on it. Personally.
She wouldn't have made them all gay. She just would have all made them biracial, you know?
Equal, you know? She would have had everybody know Voldemort in that world. Voldemort would have been killed book one.
Oh, no, she would have had an alopecian. Is someone with alopecia?
Okay.
Is alopecian?
I don't think that's
I was going to say Appalachian.
I don't think
that
you group them. I don't think you group them up into a group. You know, I don't think typically you're referring to the alopecian people. I think that's
you,
just
you
a.
You just said it.
Right. I get what you're saying. I said what you said.
Yeah.
No one has ever said that word before, Will.
Well, oops. Guess I'm William Shakespeare instead of William Stevens today.
William. Whatever.
Like
I couldn't think of a good pun on Shakespeare.
Tourettist? People with Tourette's?
No.
Or Tourettist?
No. That one's worse. At least the other one you said, alopecian. At least that made a little sense.
Just, That's what Tourette's.
No, no. You are walking on eggshells, my friend.
What are they going to do?
You better take it. Dude, what are you doing? Come on, man. Come on. I'm sitting right here.
I would love to get in an argument with someone with Tourette's.
I thought we were. It's not always that way, okay? All right.
I know. I have a cousin with autism and Tourette's. He just coughs and sneezes and has to pace around the room and stuff. Like, his tics are physical movements instead of screaming obscenities. Which, another thing, TikTok is big on the Tourette's talk is a thing. People love just laughing at people with Tourette's when they're trying to do everyday tasks. But at the same time, just like anything, every single video I see, I'm convinced it's fake.
Right.
I'm sure there are a couple of real people who really do have Tourette's, but a lot of them are just people who are just like doing a cooking show and then will like sling ketchup across the room and then like halfway through just like balls, you know.
Those people are wrong
and people
probably
think it's the greatest thing of all time.
If you're faking it, you're just a bad person.
It's the same thing with like people putting like cameras in their house and then going viral for sleepwalking. It's like you're very clearly just walking with your eyes closed and then saying, like, there was one lady who like was just carrying a jar of mayonnaise and chanting some sort of chant.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're just very clearly doing something very random and saying you're sleepwalking. Like,
yeah.
That's not. I don't like that.
People are a
little
weird.
As a comedy purist myself.
Yeah. So what's your next pick?
It will be my first pick, and it will be. No, it won't be my first pick. I already mentioned the over. I'm sorry. It'll be the Panthers -3 against the Giants. Giants banged up. No Barkley, no Tony, and no Galladay. Daniel Jones, no weapons, no points. Give me the Panthers -3.
Yeah, that's actually one of my picks as well.
Panthers -3 as well?
Yeah. I looked at the over-under, you know, pretty extensively.
The Panthers defense isn't good enough for me to feel confident about either one of those.
Yeah, it's 42.5. It's kind of low. I mean, I'll take the under.
You'll take the under.
Give
as
me
well?
The under in this game. Yeah, I've been thinking about it.
And the under.
Give me -3 and the under. I just think both these teams kind of suck. I mean, McCaffrey, he's still out. Mm-hmm. Correct? Yeah. I mean, it's not good
it is
football.
Sammy D though.
I mean, he has sure he has his days where he can be really good. I don't know. I mean, maybe today is his day against the Giants. We'll see. I just think both these teams are bad, so I'm going to take the under. That's my move, people. A little insider knowledge. When I see a game and I think, geez, these teams suck, I'm going to take the under.
What's your next pick?
Hold on. I don't have really – here we go. I have the Falcons -2.5. I think all these rumors and whatnot with Tua in this situation, I think he's, you know, he's going to be seeing ghosts out there. I think he's going to play poorly.
You said -2.5?
Yes.
Okay. I have a pick on that game as well.
I think he's going to try to tank his stock. He doesn't want traded.
Very similar to what you just said about the Giants and the Panthers game.
Okay.
I have the under in this game.
Okay.
47.5. Yep. Two really, really bad teams.
Stinkers.
Oh, it's going to be a gross one. Matt Ryan's going to throw for 300 yards but still have three interceptions and three touchdowns. He's going to be all over the place. But give me the under at 47.5. That's just way too high. If it was 42.5 or even 40, I might lean to the over or maybe even just stay away from it. 47.5 is way too high. I'll take the under in that one. I'll do another total. This game confuses me like no other, but I do think there's going to be a lot of points in this game. I have the Ravens-Bengals over at 46. I really like the Bengals in this one, but I just can't do it.
I have Bengals money line. I have Bengals money line. I don't know. Maybe I think we just see a little Burrow magic or something along those lines.
I just don't like the Ravens.
I hate the Ravens, to be completely clear with you.
But yes, I have the over.
Especially
at 46.
After they beat us this year.
Yeah, that sucks.
I need Burrow to do that, you know, take care of that. I want the Bengals to win that division also. So I'm kind of rooting for them. I would like them to win this football game, but I could see this being one of those games. Huh. Didn't see that coming, you know?
I just think there's
a little head-scratcher on Monday.
There's going to be a 45-yard run touchdown for Lamar Jackson.
You think so?
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen. Give me the over.
And then they still lose by 10.
I'm on the over, so I don't care who wins this ball game.
Okay.
What's your next pick?
I have the Rams covering 16 points because Matthew Stafford is going to bury the Detroit Lions.
You said 16?
-16. It's a lot of points.
They get paid to play football, and that's why one of my crazy picks. I do it almost every single week. Jared Goff is my guy, especially after the argument that we had that one show.
Yep.
Give me the Lions money line.
Go ahead, take
I've been
it.
Taking them, and they've been frisky every time I take them.
Frisky. I mean, they are short, but they're 0-6.
Yes, but when I took them, they've lost by single digits, I believe. I could,
sure.
Let me check their season schedule real quick. Especially with the Rams coming off a shellacking over the Giants, I think there's going to be a little bit of a letdown spot. I don't know if they win this ball game, the Lions, but I'm still going to take the money line just because I think that there's something there. I think there's some magic there. I took the Lions money line against the Vikings. They lost 19-17, and I took the I took the money line against the Ravens, and they lost 19-17 as well.
Okay, that's two games. They've not looked amazing in all their other games.
This is true. This is true.
But I you know, we'll see. I just think Stafford has a lot more hate for Detroit than Goff does for L.A.
I guess we'll see. Big revenge game for both.
Yeah, it's a very interesting game. That's a game that I'm actually going to definitely have my eye on, just because you don't see that often.
No.
They
no.
just got traded, you know?
And probably one of the better games out of the 4 o'clock
yeah.
slate when you look at that 4 o'clock slate.
Yeah, I still think the Rams cover 16 points, though. I don't think it'll be a good game.
I shouldn't say better, but more interesting.
Yeah, it's something to watch. It's their storylines.
There's only one game in the 4 o'clock slate this week that is a single-digit spread.
Hmm.
That's crazy.
There's only, what, like three games in the 4 o'clock
There's
spread?
Four.
Hmm.
4 o'clock slates. Arizona's favored 18 over the Texans. Buccaneers are favored 11 over the Bears, and the Rams are favored 16 over the Lions. The only game that's a single-digit line is the Raiders are favored 3 over the Eagles.
That game I looked at, too. I don't have a pick on Raiders-Eagles, but it's tempting.
I got you.
It's tempting to me. As much as I think the Raiders do cover, I would love for the Eagles to beat them, so I'm not picking on that game.
I wrote this down, but I scribbled it out. This is not a pick. I'm just going to let you know, just if it happens, that
okay.
I wrote it down and scribbled it out. So it was in my mind. I won't count it for me, but I will
sure.
still brag about
You're
it.
You're putting it out in the air.
Texans plus 18. I scribbled it out, so it's not a pick I'm making,
Who
but I
playing?
Did write it down. The Cardinals.
Yeah, okay.
Just,
I looked at that, too.
It just, it's setting up
That's
for,
a large amount of points.
I mean, you minus 18, but also a 6-0 Cardinals team. Texans, obviously, one of the more...
Bad.
Terrible teams I've
Horrible.
Ever seen with my own eyes.
Yeah.
But it's all setting up for Kyler Murray to have a bad Kyler Murray game and someone to step up. You know what I mean? Like I can see it happening, but I also will not pick it because I don't trust
You're referring
it.
To them covering.
Yes,
okay.
covering.
Okay.
Covering.
I was supposed to say, in no universe do they win, I don't think. I mean...
Once you get within 18, anything can happen, baby.
I don't think you care what happens if they get within 18.
But that's not a pick. I wanted it out there so
right.
I can brag about it if it does happen, but
okay.
I can't have it go against me if it doesn't happen type
sure.
deal. I do have a pick on one of the double-digit spreads. This is my final pick before we get to the big game of the week. I got the Bears covering 11.5.
I do, too.
Damn.
I don't like when we have the same pick.
I don't
yeah,
like that at all.
I do, too. As soon as you said, I have another pick on a double-digit spread, and I was like, the only one that makes sense. Yeah, I have that too, as well.
You got no Gronk and no Antonio Brown. I think Tom Brady's going to struggle this week to get the ball into the end zone. I think they're going to have an easy time moving the ball, but I think it's going to come a struggle in the red zone, as those are usually his two favorite targets in the red zone so far, especially Gronk, obviously, throughout his career. You can just get him the ball no matter what. I think Justin Fields... I think he might have a breakout game this week. I don't know if it's going to translate to anything long term, but I think we might see some talk about, wow, Justin Fields, pretty good.
Kind of taking that, you know, taking his first step a little bit.
Yes, not
you know?
Next step, but first step.
But that first step, you know, his foot has touched the ground
Very
and he's not fell over
it.
Yet.
Very good way to put it.
So, yeah, I think, and honestly, I don't have a ton of insider, you know, or analysis that I've looked at. It's one of those
you
look at
Bears
it.
Bears sources?
No, I don't have many inside the Bears camp, but it's one of those I looked at it and my belly just
Tucker
said
Holt, known for being inside Bears.
Okay, that's not bad. That's whatever. You know, you just see it and you get a gut feeling. You're like, hey, that's happening.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to happen.
That's what
people.
I felt with the Texans, and then I looked at the Bears game. I was like, no, that's the one that's going
that
to happen.
That one's, yeah.
I had to scribble it out, write the Bears
And you
down.
Look less stupid with the Bears one because it's only 11 points.
100%.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you do have, I don't mind the under either, but I don't want to take it because it's sitting at 47. But the worst pass defense going against the worst pass offense, I think this is going to be a game of red zone turnovers going forward on fourth down and not getting it. I think this is going to be like a 17-14 Bears win.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a gross
they
Bears win.
grind one out those last like 4 minutes. Mm-hmm. They have to get a stop and then get a first down.
Defense didn't look too bad the past couple of
their
weeks.
Their defense is never really horrible.
I mean, they are 3-3 and second in their division. As poor as their division is, they are not a terrible team by any means.
Too bad the Packers are playing the way they are.
This is true. This is true. That's but they almost fans. Had a 3-game win streak, but obviously lost almost. To the Packers.
Almost.
Almost.
And then,
don't cut it.
And
though.
Then, you know, the they guy who owns that city rolled up. Man, must be a cool feeling to say that, and everybody just be like, "That's kind of true." It's kind of true. He does a little it's bit. True. Even the it's fans true. In the stands were like, "Damn it, Aaron." I mean, you don't have to say it.
Yeah,
he's not wrong.
It's true. You move to the big game.
Yeah, we can. We can. I've learned
it is the biggest game of the slate, Greg. Not just for us, but just in general.
Just football wise,
I believe it's the only game. Oh, actually, no, it's not because the Chiefs are not above 500. I was about to say it's the only game with two teams above 500, but the Chiefs suck, so that's not the case. But yeah, when you look at the slate, there's okay. The Bengals, Ravens are above 500.
Yeah, I mean,
no other game on the slate has two teams above 500.
Hmm. Okay. I just think these are two teams. I don't think the Chiefs' record really reflects the talent
of
the team.
Yeah, they're worse than 3-3. They got
yeah,
a couple
for sure.
Of easy
I mean,
wins.
Awful. I don't even know how they've won a game this year. But
Chiefs are 2-1 away. The mm-hmm. Titans are 2-1 at home this year. Big game, big game. You want to give your pick first?
Well, I'd like to just kind of talk about it for a second. Definitely knowing what the Chiefs can and can't do.
Win.
No, we've won three games. Went to an AFC Championship game and won that mm-hmm. against
but
the Titans.
Didn't you lose a couple also?
I won against the Titans, though. Mm-hmm. Beat the Titans.
Yeah.
You know.
It sucks because that was the only game that matters, but the Titans are, I believe, 3-1 or 4-1 against the Chiefs.
Yeah, you beat us in the playoffs that one time, and it took Mario to throw it to himself. But
Alex Smith didn't even have a broken leg. There's no excuses for
not
that
yet,
game.
Okay? But it was going to eventually happen. That leg was weak, okay? You can't tell me it wasn't. He was playing with a soft leg. He was a warrior.
He had milk bone. No,
for
milk,
years.
Milk means good bones. He had.
He's got water bones.
Yeah, water bones.
I don't know.
He had soft bones.
Soft bones. Anyways, the Titans are a team that are the
Alex
Titans.
Alex Smith's leg had ED.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it wasn't. It was not hard. I guess you're right.
Soft bone.
But the Titans are the blueprint
gentle
on...
gentle one, if you will.
Yeah. The Titans are a team that can beat the Chiefs.
Yes. Yeah.
Just because, I mean,
They're 4-1 against them.
I'm just talking about the way you play football, your play style, power run, eating up the play clock, not giving us a ton of possessions, keeping your offense on the field, or keeping our offense off the field. I mean, it's kind of similar. It's going to be a lot of similar to the Browns game, week one, I believe.
As confident as I am in the Titans, and I really do like them, not just as a fan, but this week in general, our secondary is already bad, nonetheless, not having anybody to play those positions. Now, I'm not enthralled with the performances that I've seen from Patrick Mahomes so far this season, but obviously we all know that Patrick Mahomes is a good football player.
Yeah.
If he's not playing it like this year, we still know that he is a very good football player, can throw the ball over the field, one of the stronger mm-hmm. arms. There's going to be two 75-yard touchdowns this week. It's going to be one to Derrick Henry just running the ball or off a screen where he just breaks it open and no one can tackle him. And then there's also going to be one where Tyreek Hill just gets behind Jackrabbit Jenkins and is faster than everybody else on the field. Like, that's going to happen. It's going to be an explosive game. I really do believe in that. That's why my first pick is the over. I really
What is that sitting at right now?
57.5. It's the highest total of the weekend, but this game is going to go. It's going to be 34-31.
That's an over. That's an over game for sure. But, I mean, I think the Chiefs score every time they touch the football. I just don't know how many possessions we get.
I don't know if that's the case. The pass rush has looked a little bit better, and our rush defense has looked a little bit better so far. Obviously, you don't have the most impressive rush offense as well, but the Chiefs, obviously, like, even if you're in 3rd and 15, like, there's still the threat of going yard and scoring a touchdown. Like, that's the thing that sucks about playing the Chiefs, is I can never take a bathroom break during their series.
No, you can't.
You have to go during the commercials, and I like watching the commercials, you know? So that
regular season commercials, you're
a
big fan?
I love watching commercials. No,
Aaron Rodgers on there, like, six times, Patrick Mahomes, Baker
Mayfield.
Why
are they making them dress up so, like, weird and stupid in those commercials?
I'm sure,
like,
they get to choose how they dress.
No. Have you seen the commercials, though?
I don't have television.
Then no, you haven't seen the commercials.
I don't have cable.
The commercials, like,
I don't watch TV anymore.
They usually get to choose how they dress in the other commercials, where they're just very casually dressed.
What company are you talking
about? State Farm.
Okay.
They have Aaron Rodgers, I believe, No. It's Patrick Mahomes is wearing like a beanie half off his head, like it's 2007.
Yeah, he works.
And then
yeah,
fake glasses.
Yeah, it's a part of the story. I've seen.
But
these,
it looks so stupid.
Yeah, he's working at a shoe store.
He looks so dumb.
That's the
Aaron
thing.
Aaron Rodgers, it looks even worse too. Like it's so dumb.
Yeah, they're supposed to be like, you know, blending in at a job so they can get discounts.
I got you.
That was the joke.
You need go blue collar. You know what I mean?
Like go blue collar.
Like just working at a Foot Locker looks so stupid.
You think so? I don't think they. You know, anyone would buy that. You know, Patrick Mahomes would wants discounts on landscaping, so he's out mowing yards. You know.
I guess.
I don't. I think it's you know
they
it has
just
to do
dumb.
With, has to do with just he
it's
wants a deal.
Like, it's like obviously Aaron Rodgers
it plays
Patrick
on
Mahomes,
the deal.
Pretty attractive dudes. Probably both have had a good amount of sex in their life. We know Patrick Mahomes has. We have
at least
a product.
Once.
We
at
have
least
a product
once.
Of
yeah.
them. You know what I mean? But they look so ugly when they put him in those costumes.
Yeah.
And it's a very eye-opening thing of like, wow, actors are really attractive because they can wear the stupidest things in a movie and still look phenomenal.
Look pretty
because
cute.
They're insanely attractive human beings.
Okay.
Even football players look stupid.
I like how passionate you are about their wardrobes and State Farm commercials.
It makes me go crazy every time I watch the commercial.
Really?
Oh, it drives me insane.
I always go, ha ha. That wild fella Patrick.
I also
back
hate
at it.
Athletes in commercials. Even like anybody I like in terms of like people I actually root for. I love just getting like actors who don't get like real screen time get to have fun. Like the like my favorite State Farm commercial is the oh you got to be quicker than that. It's just some random old dude dropping the greatest joke of the 2000s. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like I love those types of commercials. It's too fake for me to watch an athlete.
Okay.
It's also like when you know when you watch a movie and like you see someone who you recognize but you can't think of what they're from, so now you take 20 minutes of the movie to Google where that guy is from, where you know him from.
Yeah.
It's the same thing of like where do I know? Oh, he's the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers and the Chiefs who are really good.
Does that happen to you often?
Yeah.
Does it? You're like who is this long-haired guy with a beard?
Not really who is that, but just as much as like it's a constant reminder of wow. They're really good quarterbacks
there
that I
is.
Haven't gotten to experience.
He's super rich.
It's like seeing your ex on the TV.
No, see, I guess this is why I like him. Because the day that Patrick Mahomes started showing up in just a ton of commercials, I was like, wow, we got a good one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
We did it. This is what it's like. When Joe Namath was, you know, advertising for pantyhose.
Patrick Mahomes is going to have some sort of controversy. I think a sex tape is going to leak.
Whoa!
I think a sex tape is going to leak. Jackson Mahomes is going to like be making a TikTok and just doesn't realize that they're in the background or something like that. Like something with Jackson Mahomes resulting in the downfall of Patrick Mahomes is going to
You think
happen.
That would be his downfall?
I don't think downfall is a little bit of an exaggeration.
You know, making love to his wife, you know?
I don't think it's going to be to his wife.
Oh, you think he'd be a different person?
I think it's going to be a different person.
I'd still let him be our quarterback. That's okay, Pat.
No, you'd probably let Andy Reid's son back on the staff. You have no morals.
Nah, he wasn't a good coach to begin with.
that's why you don't want him on the staff.
Matter. Yeah, if it was Belichick or something like that, maybe. I'd have to think about it, you know? I mean, did anybody die? I don't know. Maybe. I'd have to think about
it.
I didn't say I would. I just said I would have to give it a little bit of thought, depending on how good of a coach they were.
I have the over at 57.5. What's your picks on this game?
I got just Chiefs money line. I know Chiefs don't cover. That's a thing. So
I'm glad you finally learned.
Are we favored? I assume we're favored.
Yeah, 4.5.
Yeah, so we probably won't cover. We might win by a
field goal.
Game. Chiefs don't cover. Chiefs money line. That's what I'm going to take.
31-34 might come true with a field goal
that
game.
That makes sense, yeah. I just think... Probably a ton of points being scored, but it'll be maybe not a ton. The way I see this game going is like we're just gonna have much quicker possessions, and you guys are gonna have the ball for like the entire first half. Is how this game's gonna go, and then we'll probably have to play catch up in the second half, which we'll probably be able to do. But we'll see. I think Mahomes woke up in the second half of the Washington football game.
I think that was just the Washington football team.
He obviously looked more crisp as a quarterback than he has in the last few weeks.
It's also just like the Washington football team defense is already bad nonetheless. No depth. They can't play.
You guys are missing guys in your secondary.
Most talented wide receiver crews.
You got backups.
That we've seen in a while. This is very true.
You're going to get torched.
I would argue that our defense, with what we have right now, is still better than minus Chase Young. Better than the Washington football team defense.
Yeah, I mean, old Josh Gordon's been getting worked in more, okay? He only got like 4 snaps last week. But
is this a game in Tennessee or is it in Kansas City?
It's in Nashville. I wanted to look and get tickets, but they are outrageous.
Oh yeah, it's $115 tickets as low as on ESPN, but I'm sure.
Yeah, see when I last looked, I can't go now. I mean, it's two days from now. But whenever I was originally looking, they were like $325.
The Dolphins Falcons game is right below that, and so I looked at their tickets as low as 15. Also $17.
Wow, wow, that's pretty cool.
It's a steep ask.
I mean, if you're in the area, how do you pass up? You know, how do you pass up a deal like that?
Just it's true. Yeah, but you're also in Miami. I'm sure you could probably find better things to do in Miami Gardens.
It is 1 p.m. on a Sunday, though.
I guess.
No one's hitting the club.
I mean, there's a good amount of brunch spots in Miami.
Yeah, that's true.
I got Titans money line.
Of course you do. Yeah. Shocker.
I haven't changed. I'm going to take Titans in Tennessee, money line every single time, and I'm going to find a total I like as well. Give me the over, Tennessee money line. That's what's going to happen. I think this game is going to be very similar to what I think about the Jets-Patriots game and why that one's going to go over as well. I think it's going to be, like you said, I do think Patrick Mahomes is going to look crisper. I think he's going to have some good plays. I think there's going to be probably a costly fumble by Edwards-Helaire, some sort of wide receiver or something.
If he fumbles again, then I want him shipped off to the moon.
And I also think that Patrick Mahomes is going to throw an interception or two to give the Titans short field, as well as I think there's going to be some turnovers by that Titans offense as well. We have not done a good job of securing the ball. Not only Ryan Tannehill throwing interceptions, but wide receivers fumbling it downfield. Hopefully A.J. Brown is feeling better. I think Julio Jones is fully healthy as well. It's gonna be a big offensive game with two pretty poor defenses. One very injured, one that just has not looked themselves for the whole entire season. A little bit more overtime before we play birthdays, so don't go anywhere. We got one more segment before birthdays. We'll be right back. A little Bee Gees action to end your Friday. Happy Friday to everyone. Hope you're enjoying it. I hope you're enjoying it with us like we are here live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. It's Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in here with you guys going up until 8 p.m. As always, a quick segment before birthdays. Try to find some stuff to talk about other than just the weekend.
That song just puts me in a good mood.
It does.
It feels right that it's a Friday.
Friday vibes.
Last segment before birthdays. I'm riding pretty high right now. You know, I have nothing on my schedule tomorrow. Besides watching our game, but that's not till 7.
It's not until 7.
I can't wait. I cannot wait. I hope everyone's feeling the same way I am. Riding home, you know. It's been a long day. Maybe you're sitting at home, already been home. Maybe you just finished dinner and you're listening to us. I hope you have a good weekend.
Maybe it's Saturday and you're listening to us before the college football on the pod.
Yeah, maybe you're
Shout
catching
out to
up.
All the podcast listeners, by the way.
Shout out. You guys are the backbone of this society.
Very much so.
You know?
Very much so. It's the only number I can check, so I appreciate you.
I'm obsessed
with numbers.
Yeah.
With the numbers in general.
I'm obsessed with numerology. I'm one of those people, I see two numbers and I'm like 27.
Well, you know,
that
means
that. Yeah. Have you ever seen those people?
I have not.
They'll see any number, like, regardless, you know, and if they'll just find a meaning for it. They're like, yeah, it's actually 37. That's actually the sign of, you know, this that does that, and that 4 times 8 is this times, you know.
During the orientation at the hospital I'm working at, again, I apologize if I don't shut up about this, but this is an interesting thing that actually pertains to this.
We're going
through kind of like a culture sensitivity training type thing.
Yeah, every job has that. We got
a packet, and mainly it was dedicated to like nurses and people who are actually going to be caring for patients, but still the same thing. But it was talking about Asian culture, and it was saying in some Asian cultures, certain numbers, such as, I think they use the example 3, is seen as the number of death. So never put an Asian patient on a room with a 3 in it, or on level 3, or anything like that. Like they try to avoid that number. It was a very interesting thing. As much bad things that I've heard about like culture sensitivity and stuff, that was my first ever time, because like this is my first ever like real job with a corporation and stuff, instead of just working at like a fast food or a regular restaurant or something.
Right.
It was very, very interesting to me. I was very intrigued. I actually kept the packet because I thought I learned a lot. I really enjoyed it.
It's the same for like in a lot of buildings where there's like, you know, 14 or 15 floors. Mm-hmm. There won't be a 13th floor button. You know, it's for the 13th floor, you plus 14, which is a little strange. You know?
I think that's just builders getting away with skipping one floor.
They're like, you want a 15-story building? All right, 14 it is.
Corners.
Can't have a 13th floor. That's, you know, that's where the ghosts live. Can't have ghosts if you don't have a 13th floor.
I got a
they made, build it, but the elevator just literally has no doors.
I
right
got made
there.
Fun of the other day. I guess I'm weird, but there's a lot of like just interesting paintings and stuff hanging on the halls of said hospital.
Okay.
And so I was walking around and I was about to clock in, and someone was in front of me, and there's a painting right next to little clock in station. So I was staring at it very intently, like just kind of like enjoying the art and trying to understand everything that was going on.
Sure.
It was a very interesting painting, and someone apparently was like calling my name, like hey, are you in line to clock in? And I didn't hear him for like 30 seconds, and they made fun of me relentlessly for getting for getting sucked into the
one
art.
Guy who spaces out at work just staring at art. So you're the arts, the painting guy and the piano guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're just the guy of the arts there,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm kind of the I got called a hippie today. Some
yeah,
lady,
you are. You are. They were correct.
Some lady came up to me, not some lady, she works with me. I can't remember her name, and I'm not going to say it anyways because it's radio.
That's mean you forgot Janine's name like that.
that actually might be correct.
She's a nice woman.
But a very sweet lady, but she comes up to me. She was like, you remind me of my daughter's ex-boyfriends. And I was like, what? And she was like, no, it's a compliment. They were some of the sweetest people. She makes poor decisions. And I like laughed. I was like, what do you mean? She's like, you remind me of this guy named Sean. He was just this really nice
Sean.
Hippie guy. And I was like, do you think I'm a hippie? And she was like, well, yeah, you have long hair. And I was like, oh, thank you.
You're a long-haired freaky person. That's, yeah. Especially the older generation. Yes.
Yeah.
There used to be signs where you couldn't join certain like clubs or whatever. You couldn't have long hair because it was a sign.
That's why David Bowie invented the Men's with Long Hair Society back in the 80s, I believe.
Oh, cool.
Or maybe 70s.
Good for him.
That was a trivia question we had done one time.
Oh, okay. That's cool. I'm just thinking of the song Signs.
Yeah.
You know?
There's a
long-haired, thing. Freaky people need not apply, so he tucked it up into his hat and went in there and did something.
I tweeted it out a long time ago. I doubt I'm going to be able to find it. It was like a very old graph, but it was the different types of hairstyles or haircuts that men have and what their job title is. And it was from like the early 1900s. I can't remember exactly when it was from. I'm trying to dig through my camera.
What your hair says about... Oh, yeah, I remember. It was facial hair.
Yes.
It was beards and all sorts of stuff.
It was very interesting to me.
Yeah.
I tweeted it with a joke. I didn't just tweet it out like, oh, this is cool. But I tweeted it out with a joke. I don't think I'm going to be able to find it. That's very depressing. But it was very interesting to me. I don't know why I'm bringing... just because we were talking about hair. I'm intent on finding this. Is there anything else you want to talk about before we play birthdays, though? Anything going on in your life, in the news, this weekend? Anything that really pops out to you?
I mean, nothing too crazy, to be honest with you.
No prep work.
No, I mean,
that
I'm
was,
online.
That was a test.
I'm reading things, you know. I'm out here. Nothing.
Just in one eye, out the other.
Nothing like good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just I saw Office Space today.
You were talking about that.
Haven't talked about that on air. It's a great movie, a fantastic movie.
I didn't realize it was on Hulu, so I'm gonna go watch it.
It is on Hulu,
that's
people.
That's one of the movies I've been searching for a long time.
If you haven't seen Office Space, or you're like me, or not like me, but if you're like my, elders, and you've seen it, but want to see it again, haven't seen it in a long time, it's on Hulu. It's a great movie. You should watch it.
I
enjoyed it today. The guy with the handlebar mustache.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember his name, but he's in Drew Carey and a couple other things.
He was on screen for far too short of a time. It makes me a little sad.
I thought I found it first.
But
a
it was
second,
a fun movie.
Didn't.
It was good. All the side characters were very funny.
It was Mike Judge, correct?
Yeah, Mike Judge.
I almost said Mike Jones.
Mike Jones. Yeah. But no.
Mike Jones should make a movie where every character is named Mike Jones. That would be hilarious. I found it.
You found it?
Here is a man without any hair. He suggests nothing.
Okay.
A
what
long beard gives an impression of philosophical calm.
Okay.
Long whiskers give an impression of solidity and financial position of unquestioned stability.
So long mustache.
No. Long whiskers as in
sideburns.
Oh,
on the side? Okay.
Long mustache gives a man distinguished appearance. Long eyebrows. That's Anthony Davis. No, long eyebrows convey the ideas of fierceness, and long hair makes you think the wearer must be preeminent of some branch of art. That's why I tweeted it out. I had cropped that and was like, yeah, this is me.
Oh, wow.
But yeah.
So the long hair means you're
an artiste.
An art dork.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think it's because we're so consumed in creating that we forget to
take care of yourself?
Yeah.
That makes sense. I've thought that before.
Or we just want to be women. One of the two.
Yeah, it could be. You know, it
I
really,
know, I do.
Really a toss-up.
If I could be a woman, I mean, I could be, but like if I could truly be a woman, like if I
the wonders of science.
This is true. This is true. I that would probably be bad. That would probably be appropriating and insensitive. But I was about to say I might just show up as a woman one day, but that would be offensive to some, and I wouldn't want to step on any toes.
Right, you're not a toe stepper at all.
I also wouldn't want to confuse anybody at the station. I feel like Bear would accidentally hit on me or something.
Yeah, they think you were cute, you think?
Bear would walk out of the street. Who's the new girl?
Ho-ho!
You heard the sexual harassment policy yet? Allow it.
Wow. Yeah. That's
obviously
a thing.
Bear wouldn't say that. Jake Miller and Russ would, but not Bear.
You know, speaking of policy here at the station, I mean, we got to get Nate some allergy shots or something. That cat was adorable. I wanted to keep it.
I forgot that. What happened?
Charlie, has
there been any updates? So, was there a chip? Was there anything?
I've not heard, actually. I could probably text Charlie, figure out what happened.
I would have remembered that. Dang it. I wanted to bring Charlie on the radio show.
Did you?
Yeah. I just forgot to bookmark it. I was pooping on company time when I saw the tweet and just forgot to bookmark it.
Yeah, I was really upset. I was ready to name it and everything, and then Nate, you know.
Yeah, we could just call him Foxy.
Foxy?
Or her Foxy.
It was a boy.
Foxy.
Supposedly.
Fox?
Why?
Fox Sports.
I guess sure. I was thinking cat, and I was like, but it's not a fox, cat.
That's also funny, too.
Foxy. Foxy's not bad.
Or we could have just named it Nate Hodges.
For anyone wanting to save the cat, it is at the shelter.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it got taken to the shelter. It was not chipped.
I might do that.
You gonna go save the cat?
I'm gonna talk to my roommate when I get home.
Oh wow! What if they say they're allergic?
Then we're not getting a cat.
Just bring the cat back here. Yeah, Nate won't have to know.
How are you a successful businessman with allergies? That doesn't make sense to me.
You know, cats can survive at night. We'll build it a little box out back. It'll be fine.
This is true.
He'd love it.
This is true.
A little outdoor.
I need a guy to help me do yard care.
The cat?
Yeah. Just hang out with me.
A little bit of rodent, you know, would help with rodents.
Pest control,
that's the word I was looking for. Yeah. That way you don't have to, you know, wear that ghillie suit every night and shoot the rats.
Exactly.
They get really big around here.
Many people don't know. Every single night at 8 o'clock, I walk outside with a double-barrel shotgun and a hazmat suit and just pepper spray rats.
It's incredible how he does it. He's like a little...
I did cry about the rabbits, but rats, oh boy.
Rats, oh my
gosh. I treat them like the mob.
He shoots them and slings them onto the interstate. It's such a primal thing.
Lick the blood off my fingers.
Oh, he pulls out their tiny little still-beating hearts every time and eats them like a grape. It's disgusting.
I'm the Ozzy Osbourne of trash.
You are.
More overtime next. Birthday's next. Don't go anywhere. It's time for the birthday game, for the birthday game, for the birthday game. As always, people are born and then we talk about them no later and no sooner. Only that's different is in the names and the day. Do it quick. A lot of rappers born today. So we're going to go through all four of the rappers before we get on to two actors and then one coach slash not coach anymore.
Okay.
October 22nd, 1992. Rapper born in London, England. 29 years old today.
It's 21 Savage.
It is 21 Savage.
They got London on there.
It was either him or some random UK drill rapper who I would not have been able to do. So yes, it was 21 Savage.
Yep. Tough that he got caught that one time and everybody made fun of him.
It was very funny.
For like a week.
Still wild that the government decided to do that when he brings in a lot of money to the United States.
A lot of money.
Very wild
States.
That immigration is that big of a deal. But you know,
he probably wouldn't pay taxes. That's my two cents. Maybe that's why. But who knows? Maybe
American citizens don't pay taxes?
He probably was. He probably was paying taxes of some kind. I don't know how that stuff works.
October 22nd, 1998, California, 23 years old today. Another rapper, West Coast rapper who's considered part of the trap genre. He released a full-length album called Feed the Streets, and he has over 39 million listeners on Spotify. His number one song is The Box.
That's Roddy Ricch.
It is Roddy Ricch.
Happy birthday, Roddy Ricch.
We got another rapper
here. He's put out,
here.
What, like two big songs?
About, I'm not a big fan of his, but I know the
Down
name.
Below, great song. The Box, that's the two that I could solidly say are great songs.
A rapper I really enjoy, especially recently, getting a lot better as he continues to get into the game. October 22nd, 1989, 32 years old, Brooklyn, New York, a rapper and producer who's gained major attention for his experimental brand of hip-hop, which incorporates elements of noise and electronic music, one of my favorite producers in general. He's earned acclaim for his releases such as Dark Skin Manson, 2015, Black Ben Carson, Black Ben Carson,
okay.
A fantastic album title,
okay.
2016, and Veteran in 2018. Think of a technology term, if you will, and then think of The Sopranos.
A technology term and then The Sopranos. Any songs?
Let me look up some real quick. I can't think of any off the top of my head.
Is this guy mainstream? Is he not?
No, but yes. He's mainstream, non-mainstream, if that makes sense.
You said he's a producer.
But he produces his own music. He's a rapper, but he's one of my favorite producers in terms of his beat production is fantastic. Let me look up some song titles real quick.
You said from Brooklyn?
Yes. 1539, North Calvette, Free the Frail, Thug Tears, Fix Yourself, Bald Remix, Baby I'm Bleeding, Beta Male Strategies, Bald. Say that one.
I've never heard of this
Jesus
person.
Forgive Me, I Am a Thought. I love like his song titles, his album, like everything about him. I just love. He's a comedian and a rapper at the same time.
Zach Fox,
JPEG Mafia.
I've never heard.
You've never
of
heard
that
of JPEG
ever.
Mafia?
No.
Go look him up on your drive home.
Okay.
I'm surprised you haven't heard about him. That was the one that I said maybe very, 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 very good. One of my probably top five right now. If I had to put a top five together, I really enjoy his music.
Okay.
Last rapper here today. We'll sprint through the rest of these. October 22. Today, 2000, Las Vegas, Nevada, 21 years old today, American rapper who's best known for his 2019 single Orange Soda. 2019, he sold out and performed venues throughout the United States, but he most recently released an album with Kendrick Lamar called Melodic Blue. He's cousins with Kendrick Lamar. Top of the morning, top of the morning.
Is that Baby Keem?
It is Baby Keem.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. He's cousins with Kendrick?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
That's why
he grew up
around music. He started making music when he was like 12.
He's made some songs that I'm like, this is hot garbage, mm-hmm. but he's also made some I'm like, oh, this is kind of nice. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Actor here, we're going to sprint through the rest of these.
Sure, yeah.
October 22nd, 1952, West Homestead, Pennsylvania, 69 years old today, Jurassic Park star, also known for the Apartments
Jeff
commercials.
Goldblum.
It is Jeff Goldblum.
I was about to say, because I'm not pulling the main guy.
Isn't that like Dennis Quaid or somebody?
His name was Alan, I'm pretty sure, in the movie.
It was just some white dude.
That's
who
not
looked
Dennis
like
Quaid.
I know it wasn't Dennis Quaid, but it was a white dude who looks like Dennis Quaid.
Does he?
Another actor, one of my favorite ones in terms of just being in one of my favorite movies, a bunch of really good movies. October 22nd, 1938, Stamford, Connecticut, 83 years old today, still kicking it. A zany character actor, best known for Reverend Jim in the sitcom Taxi and Doc Brown in Back to the Future, as well as my favorite movie in Once Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Give me his initials.
CL. Two first names.
Oh, that sucks.
Two first names.
It's Chuck Levy.
Lloyd.
Christopher Lloyd.
And finally,
Chuck Levy, that's a person,
here,
right?
Here, real quick, if I was a frat boy, this would be my name at least. October 22nd, 1976, Indianapolis, Indiana, not New York. 45 years old today, basketball coach, led Butler University to two consecutive national championship games and was named head coach of the Boston Celtics in 2013 before he stepped down to take a different role.
Stepped down to take a different role?
Or stepped up, kind of. He relinquished his role as head coach to move into a different role.
Oh, my God. He's the most recent one.
My last name, and then what would my name be if I was a frat bro? Not Chad.
Brad Stevens.
It's Brad Stevens.
Your name, when you said your name, I was like, Will, who the...
No, my name if I was a frat bro would be Brad Stevens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brad Stevens.
Brad Stevens.
That's what you're going with?
I might start calling by Brad.
Well, Brad Stevens. He wasn't that great of a coach if I could forget his name in like 2 months.
He did go to two straight national titles with Butler. That's overtime.
Like I care.
Go Vols. Big, big game. Make sure you tune into Voluntary Reaction this weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
We love you guys.